aprenderás sobre la excitante industria de ingresos recurrentes con software, historias de fundadores de empresas de software, tips de internet marketing y recomendaciones de apps para crecer tu negocio. Soy Jorge Díaz y te doy la bienvenida al podcast de Software como Servicio. Hey, welcome to the Software como Servicio podcast, or the Software as a Service podcast, but this is more tailored to Latin America. And in this episode, I'm going to read a Twitter thread that I wrote recently, and it's called "The Successful Digital Business in English that I Have Launched in the Spanish Speaking Market." I have been building digital businesses since I was 21 years old. Now I am 36, soon to be 37. I have always translated successful digital business models from the English-speaking market to the virgin Spanish-speaking market. An example, now I am bringing the SaaS market, the education to Latin America. I am building this podcast mainly in Spanish, some episodes in English to the Spanish-speaking market. So this is one of the trends or special powers or specialty that I do. Some things I did it in the past when I was 20 years old. Business number one. So I started in 2005 copying or modeling the Alex 2 million dollar homepage and translated the site to Spanish, and instead of selling 1 million pixels, I intended to sell half of that, or 500,000 pixels at 100 pixels blocks. So that's $500,000 at the age of 21, at the same age that Alex Tew created the million-dollar homepage. Alex is the founder of the worldwide big hitter app Calm, the meditation app. I did not make a single sale, but I was building websites on the internet and learning how to do it with Dreamweaver. It's an old software. Also, I started learning how to drive traffic to my website and about internet marketing, and I tried a lot of sites like blogging, domaining, and other type of businesses. So business number two, that was the first thing I tried, and the main thing was that I bought an idea from the English market to the Spanish speaking market. I tried a lot of business models, but in 2007 I started building a business that will finance my 21 to 25 work from home life from the internet, living the internet lifestyle. I was reading about businesses in parallel with the whole How to Pick Up Girls courses and community. I read that there was a big business called Double Your Dating, and also that they created the landing page to request your email in exchange for more. They created like the opt-in page. In this case, about how to kiss a girl. Hot Topic Media, or Double Your Dating, doubleyourdating.com, and the author David D'Angelo were making $20 million per year selling online courses and physical DVDs to an unknown niche of men wanting to learn how to pick up girls. The name of this marketer is Evan Pagan. He sold that company recently, like 5 years ago or something. Now we are in 2021. So my idea was to teach that to men in Mexico and all over the Spanish speaking market. I built a website called seducemujeres.net, created a short sales letter with a direct response formula to sell from the internet, created an ebook and put a price of $9 with a PayPal link attached to the sales letter. I used the 7 $1 secrets report from John Ledger, an unknown marketer, but he built a script, and you could promote the report, the $7 report or $9 report to affiliates, and they got instant commissions to their PayPal account. So I wanted to see if the Spanish speaking market was ready to pick up girls. Wrote some Google Ads or Google AdWords back then to promote the sales letter with the PayPal link, and in the back end, the ebook, about how to seduce women for the Spanish speaking market. Funny story about the ebook. I studied graphic design and was doing the editorial design class, and I was using InDesign, Adobe InDesign, and I had an assignment to create a magazine or a book and design the whole thing, including what font face I needed to use according to my audience. So I created my Pick Up Girls ebook in class, and it served for two purposes: to have a good grade and complete my university assignment, and have a digital product to build a business. So the Google Ads campaign started, and the sales started to hit my PayPal account. I started to experiment with pricing. I changed the price of the same ebook from $9 to $37.77 to $99. Someone bought at $99. Interesting. The best price for sales velocity and profit was $37.77. I had a list of 16,000 people wanting to read my emails about how to seduce women in the Spanish speaking market. I was also learning what worked best about how to pick up girls, and also teaching men how to do the same. I was going out to talk to girls and learning from other coaches in the industry. Even I went to Colombia to a boot camp, and it served a lot. I had a great testimonials from physical letters of people having positive changes in their lives. The interesting part of this is that people in that time in Latin America didn't trust the credit card processors and preferred to send money via Western Union or deposit money on my bank account. My name in that niche was Mr. X, was a mysterious guy that wrote the report, The Conspiracy. The report talked about how the mainstream media, the music industry, women, men don't want you to seduce women. This report became popular and cemented a community of people having a reason why they haven't seduced women they wanted, or being able to talk to a pretty girl on the street without the girl being on their social circle and being introduced by a friend or colleague. So it created an us versus them. So Mr. X was an eye-opener for a lot of people in Latin America and in Spain. I was making $500 to $1,000 per month doing all this. At my 21 to 25 year old, I was doing this money. It became a real business when I started to build my email list, and I just needed to make promos to my users via email and launch information products. Had several products like How to Get Your Ex Back, that was a big hitter. Was going to launch Sedúcelos, a course for women on how to seduce men. Also gave a course in person in the city of Guadalajara, teaching a student on how to approach women. We went to the mall to approach and change his worldview that it can be done. Women want to talk to men. I think the majority of men want to treat girls right. We are not bad, as some some people say that all men are bad or something like that. So the business number three is this. In 2009, I started another business in the software space. This changed everything and propelled me to where I am today in the software as a service and mobile apps a space to create businesses there. All the time I was doing the English to Spanish business model. I went to freelancer.com and started a project to hire a Windows developer to create a registry cleaner, the one that cleans your Windows registry, and then your computer is sped up. The registry cleaner industry is huge, and the nature of the niche in 2009 was the freemium model. You gave a free registry cleaner scan and the software scanned your errors but did not clean the errors. I just warned you that if you don't clean your Windows registry, your PC will be slow. People don't like to have a slow PC, and they clicked the pop-up and got redirected to a website where they entered their email address. Then after that, the screen appeared. The next page showed my evergreen offer with deadline timers that they needed to reserve their license to clean their PC and to speed up their PC. I had several prices, $37 for three computers, and some optative upsells that could make $9 or $20 extra, bumping the sales price to $56. This was the most common sales price, $56. At the point, I started charging just a monthly fee. At one point, I started charging just a monthly fee of $19 per month for the registry cleaner on unlimited computers, just to test if the market will like that. The results were that they wanted to pay $57 and pay another fee when I upgraded the software again. So I am showing in my computer the checkout and how the offer looked, and my payment processor was ClickBank. So the first brand I created was called RedCross.com. I created the UI, and my programmer from India wrote the software, and we were ready to launch. I wanted to validate the market and did not implement a proper licensing system. So I just sent one license that worked for unlimited people and sent that license via an autoresponder. I used aweber.com, and you can check it out. I created an AdWords account campaign with all the right keywords and started to see sales to my new software product called RedCross.com. It was working. People were downloading the software, scanning their PCs, and then checking out. I think after the first year of that business, I thought about something interesting. Why not clone this product and compete against myself? I created a new brand called LimpiadorDeRegistro.com, and I actually got the domain. Limpiador de Registro is the translation of the word registry cleaner. That was huge for me and for the business. And I started to be in the domaining game. I like that business a lot, buying and selling domains. This was huge, and you can still find one word or very brandable domains in the Spanish speaking market for less than $10,000. A one word domain or brandable domain for the English speaking market can cost millions of dollars. Like sumo.com was $1.5 million. And there's a lot of examples in the domain market that cost millions of dollars. So with RedCross.com making sales each day and LimpiadorDeRegistro.com being launched, and I started to see that they adopted the new brand better, and I was making sales with a similar Google AdWords campaign. So I cloned the business and they started working. this is the old website of Limpiador de Registro. I like the colors. So some affiliates also were sending traffic to the two websites generating sales. So I spent $9,000 in Google AdWords and got $25,000 in sales, making a profit of $16,000. I spent $800 making the Windows app and more updates to the software that were $2,000 development cost in total across four years. I did that investment in several years and not in a short amount of time that I should have done. I was bootstrapping with a credit card that was not mine, that at some times was maxed, and I needed to pay for the lost time of not being able to create paid campaigns, and paying the card with my own money for some sales that were not mine. Those sales were from my sister. Some drama in the story. So my eyes were open with software and I never came back. Started to create only software products and retired from info product marketing, selling the How to Pick Up Girls ebooks and courses. Then I sold limpiadorderegistro.com and redcross.com and some other sites like seducemujeres.net and seductornatural.com to go all in on mobile apps. So in 2011, it started. I started launching apps on the Apple App Store and Google Play to earn money with ads and in-app purchases. So to be continued, this thread is going to be continued to the story of the mobile app businesses. And I just say in the thread, please retweet this thread, like and comment. I can continue the story in another thread. Have you thought about doing your successful business in with errors. So it's, have you thought about doing your successful business that is in English and bring it to the Spanish speaking market? Do you think that that's a good idea to license the content or the software from the niche of from a market in the English niche and bring it to Latin America? Or maybe license it to a successful entrepreneur to the Spanish speaking market and just like clone your business, your successful business into Mexico and Latin America, just like that, and put someone in charge to do that for you. And there's another tweet. P.S. A great example will be Noah Kagan AppSumo. AppSumo will work in the Spanish-speaking market. I tried to do it briefly, and the project is called AppGenio.com, and got sales from a Facebook ads campaign, but the sales went into a fraud flag, and the sales didn't went through. So this is the website. AppGenio.com, and I developed the whole marketplace in WordPress using easy digital downloads, and putting this software from my partner, business partner. It's called PorCobrar.com, and you can buy it for $79, and it's a SaaS for the Mexican market and has a lot of features for the Spanish-speaking market, Mexican market, and you have two types of licenses, $79, one license, and $158 for another type of business, type of license. So you click here, you can buy it. But it's the same as AppSumo.com, and that's what I'm trying to talk or bring to the conversation, to that we can bring successful businesses from the English market to Spanish, and there's no competition against that. It's a virgin market still in 2021. And a lot of businesses like SEMrush, like SEO tools, they do have a good business. In my interview with, I think the name of that interview is Carmen. She talks about that they, SEMrush, they have a translation team. She was in charge on the Spanish translation, and they just, their English articles are like translated into Spanish, Russian, and a lot of languages, and they promote their SEMrush tool, SEO tool to France, Germany, Spain, and Mexico, and Latin America in Spanish, English. So they have a global market that promotes that SEMrush. So you can see the business that I'm talking to you. You can see that their website, it's also in es.semrush.com, and the landing page is in Spanish, completely in Spanish. And you can go to their blog if I find it. So the you go to the blog, and you can choose also here the language. So the domain name is es.semrush.com/blog. So they have a whole domain name for the Spanish speaking niche. And they only translate, like, maybe they do their content strategy like this. They create a lot of content in English, and they just say, just translate this to English, Spanish, Dutch, French, Italian, and Portuguese from Brazil. And you can do that. You can choose Portuguese, and it goes to the domain name pt.semrush.com blog. So if we remove blog, now we need to choose here Brazil, and you go to the to the landing page that sells in Portuguese for the Portuguese and Brazilian market. So you need to look outside of the US. It's a big market. I want to enter the United States market. It's the biggest one in the world, the most. All the money is there in the US. But you need to go also to Spanish speaking market, to the Spanish speaking market, and to other markets when you already have been launched in the Spanish market. For example, I'm going to give this nugget, but this is a future episode about the continuation of this story when I was doing the mobile apps business. So when I was doing the mobile app business, I was launching an app called OneApp. Descarga una aplicación gratis cada día. It's the translation. It's download one free app daily for free. It was paid. Now it's free, and I notify you via push notification and an email. And that was a very successful app in Mexico and Latin America. I was number 8 in all three apps in Mexico. In one point, when I invested a lot of money in pushing that app, but I started translating to Portuguese, English, and Spanish. But later, the Apple App Store removed my app because they didn't like it, this type of apps that recommend one free app a day, because they are now doing it. That was in 2014. Now in 2021, they are doing that. So they canceled all the recommending app types, because they intended to do that in the future, 5 years later or 6 years later. So that was the podcast of today. It's a little change to create this in English, but I wanted to share with you all this topic about bringing businesses from this English market to the Spanish market, and maybe to Portuguese and other languages, French, German, Chinese. That's a big market. But and I have another other examples in the mobile app space. I did like 500 apps, iOS and Android apps. So I'm going to share good numbers that went from other countries and how to take advantage of that. So thank you for listening and for watching me in my YouTube channel or in my video channels. And thank you, and see you later. See you in the next one. Bye.
Gracias por escuchar Software como Servicio. Visítanos en innovapixel.com. Nos vemos en el siguiente podcast.